Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Almost too much to talk about this week. A week's worth of news. Thursday was a week's worth of news. You know, I work at Sports Illustrated during the week, and we turn stuff around when it's coming in. And my head was spinning on Thursday. You know, there's an arrest warrant out for Odell Beckham Jr. for his antics. It's always fun when you get to use the word antics after the national championship game. Of course, that morning started after the Luke Kuechly announcement from the night before. And then the baseball stuff just went absolutely nuts during the day, not to mention Antonio Brown and that story. But I got so much to get to, and I always make fun of saying that on the air because it's just like such a parlor trick. Oh, so much to get to today. Yeah, you were on the radio. So much to get to. But for real this time. And the baseball thing, I mean, who said baseball was boring? Who said it? Let's find the people out there. Have you ever said baseball is boring? Because I don't know if that's the operative word for what's going on in Major League Baseball this week. I wouldn't use boring. Wouldn't be the term. Wouldn't be the search term I'd enter into Google. And I never would have thought that baseball would steal the headlines like they were signs from football in January. I mean, the NBA is supposed to be the league that has all the drama, yet enter baseball to say, hold my beer, peanuts and Cracker Jacks. And the fallout, of course, has been significant. You see the Astros lose their manager and their general manager. And then the poor Mets, they're caught up in this mess. This time, they really didn't even do anything. I mean, I guess you could say they could have vetted Beltran better or asked him, you know, during this process and gotten better answer. But I almost feel bad for the Mets and Mets fans. You know, they went through, they thought they hired the best guy, and then they have to fire him before he even manages a game. The Red Sox and Alex Cora mutually part ways. That's a sleeping aspect of this whole story, too. You know, the Boston part of it. Because it's all been Houston so far. They've taken the brunt of all of the reaction and the criticism and the like. It's been the Astros. What about the Red Sox? And I don't envy Major League Baseball at the top. I don't envy Rob Manfred. This is not exactly an ideal situation when you have the integrity of your overall sport in question and back-to-back World Series, quote-unquote, tainted. At the same time, if I'm somebody else in the league offices, if I'm not Rob Manfred who has to be the face of it and attached to it, I'm not so sure I hate it, you know, all the attention that it's drawn. I'm not so sure. I think there's a line here. I think there's a distinction to be drawn. On one side, you have the baseball fan. Like, people who are real baseball fans, I think they probably hate it. They hate the idea that this has gone on. However, on the other side of things, I think you have the casual fan. The casual fan kind of loves it. And they're like, yo, what's going on with baseball? You know, like that sort of reaction. And for me, what I wonder is just like how ugly is baseball's culture when you think about it? Every sport has an issue or a thing, but baseball, I mean, I always make fun of the baseball culture of the proper response to admiring your home run is throwing a hard object at someone at 90-something miles per hour. That's just absurd. But the entire culture of baseball just seems dirty. Like a cocktail of spit, tobacco, and sunflower seeds. You know, people sitting there in the corner, all that, whatever all that lands on, and the mixture, you mix it up in a bowl, and you have baseball's culture. Because think about this for a second. All that stuff that came out, like all the rumor stuff, how quickly everybody just believed it. I mean, it wasn't even reputable sources. Someone saying they're Carlos Beltran's niece, who I don't even know who that person was, just a Twitter account. Yeah, I'm Carlos Beltran's niece. Here's some facts about baseball. And Scott Brosius' son. And all of a sudden we're talking about Mike Trout and HGH and a thyroid condition. And the Players Association actually puts out a statement to tackle that, even though the source of the rumor wasn't exactly like Ken Rosenthal. It's just some person online. I mean, at this point, I think people would believe anything about baseball and the culture and what's actually going on out there. You know, Mariano Rivera's cutter was so good because he was actually throwing a drone and he had control of it. You know, like that's, oh, really? Whoa. Whoa, the lid is blown off here. Did you know that the Yankees lineup is so potent with home runs because their bats are made of vibranium? They're using bats from Wakanda. Whoa! I can't believe it. This is amazing. I mean, people just believe anything. That's how ugly baseball's culture is. Like, no, there's nothing that people won't believe. These guys are cheating. I mean, the buzzer thing to me, if the buzzer thing to me is true, that's the best thing of all time. That is hilarious. Like, the level of cheating that we're now getting to. Because before we're at, like, Bill Belichick Patriots level of cheating, right? Like, you know, where people are saying, that's bad. It really could ruin the integrity of the game. But, you know, you're in that murky, where are you just gaining an edge? How much of an advantage actually is it? Though, I mean, actually, one thing that stands out is how many former players have said, or current players have said, they'd rather go against somebody who's using PEDs than somebody who is tipped off about signs. And while it may not have been the most technologically advanced method, the banging, at least, you know, you're getting a heads up. But the buzzer thing, that takes it to a whole new level. But just think about it. You know, baseball, somewhere shoeless Joe Jackson is smiling. You're like, this is great. And the sport had a steroid scandal, obviously, with the home run chase and all the fallout since then. But with that, they were able to, and I don't even know if this is a good thing, but they were able to use the Hall of Fame as the punishment. You know, you're not getting in the Hall of Fame, Barry Bonds. You're not getting in the Hall of Fame, Roger Clemens, and so on and so forth. Now, I do think they should let those guys in. You know, you're telling me a whole era of baseball that I watched and consumed didn't count. You're also insulting the intelligence of the audience that we can't figure out, you know, and differentiate and understand the context. And you allow it to be a story every year rather than it be a story when they go in and then go away. I wonder how much this one's going to stick, though, because you don't have that. You don't have that central, you know, figure that you can point to and say, oh, it's you, Barry Bonds. It's you, Alex Rodriguez. I mean, it's the Astros at the moment. But how deep did it go? Is it just the Astros? Is it just the Astros and the Red Sox? I mean, that's part of it. And that's why, like, Rob Manfred can't vacate the World Series. You could make the argument that that would be the right thing to do. You can make that argument, but it would be stupid because then you have this live forever as opposed to in this current news cycle. Either way, I do think there's a distinction. Like, the hardcore baseball fan, it probably hates this, loathes it, while the casual fan may secretly just kind of love it, or not so secretly, because it's entertaining. Again, who said baseball's boring? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. Are you enjoying the Major League Baseball sign-stealing scandal? That's the question I want to throw out, because I'm kind of enjoying it, to be honest. I'm not condoning it. There's a difference. I'm not saying you should go out and do this. I mean, in fact, with all we've learned about baseball culture, like I said, where assault is cool, cheating is cool, you know, all this other stuff that goes on in there, it's hard to say, look your son in the face and say, son, you should be a baseball player. It's hard to do that. You're going to learn some chicanery and trickery. But it's certainly been amusing to see it all unfold. And you wonder what's next. Again, there's more shoes to drop until the whole sport is shoeless Joe. Because when it comes to controversy, Major League Baseball is on steroids. 855-212-4227 at Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's R-O-B-I-N-L-U-N-D-B-E-R-G. It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
Are you enjoying the Major League Baseball sign-stealing scandal? Let me know. 855-212-4227. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy. It's not easy to wrap up the entire baseball scandal in a sentence or two, a paragraph or two. What's going to happen with it? I don't know. Do you? I mean, it was easy. You know what was easy? For the Astros to fire Luno and Hinch. That was easy. No credit should be given to the owner there. I mean, if you wanted to give him credit and say he was like ahead of it or something, then he would have fired him a couple weeks ago or when he found out about this. I mean, how easy is it to fire him after they're suspended for a year? And then the Red Sox and Cora, they mutually part ways. We're mutually parting ways. Where Cora puts out a statement where he doesn't even take any like culpability for it. And then the poor Mets again. The Mets are like, what do we do for them? What do we do to deserve this? They're just caught in the middle. And they're gone. I mean, what do you do about it? What do you do about it? YT4USA tweets in, this will be the most exciting thing about baseball this year. Then back to boredom we will go. Although I am enjoying your take on this, please share your thoughts on Kyrie Irving's sheer need of more confidence within himself. I will talk about Kyrie a little bit later in the show, no doubt. Sal7864 tweets in, I disagree. I think they should strip them of the title. It's the only punishment that fits, in my opinion. Look, stripping them of the title of the World Series, you could argue it's the right thing to do. Like, I would accept that as the argument. It's the right thing to do. It's also a stupid thing to do. If you strip them of the World Series, first of all, is it just the Astros? Is it then the Astros and the Red Sox? And then it lives forever. It lives forever. There's a decent chance nobody's talking about this in a week. That's the way it works. I mean, you guys all experience it. What were we talking about last week? I don't even remember. I don't remember. Something's the biggest thing in the world for 3 days, and then it's not. Now, this will probably have some staying power within baseball because it will come up whenever people look back on those World Series or whatever the Astros do next or some of the figures from this, you know, where they wind up. It will have a lasting impact in that sense. But I don't think it's equivalent to what it would be if they stripped them of the World Series. Now, what exactly went down, that's the other part of it. and how deep it goes. That's another part of it. I just want to know if the buzzer thing is true. That's the thing that intrigues me the most, was the buzzers thing true. And we've got the internet detectives all over it. They're you know, looking at specific photographs and Zapruder films type of stuff going on, zooming in. Look at Altuve. He won't take his shirt off. And, you know, again, I'll go back to my other point where this is how messed up baseball's culture is, where people will believe anything. They'll believe anything by anyone. I bet you I could start a baseball scandal right now if I wanted to. If I just tweeted, I've heard, you know, I have a big enough following, I think. If I tweeted, I've heard some nonsense, and people would be like, oh, my God, do you believe this? You know? Probably true. He's wearing Air Buds at the plate. He just covers them up with earrings or something. You know, like, I don't know. some sort of weirdo scandal. You could make up a scandal if you'd like. If you'd like to make up a Major League Baseball scandal, feel free. But I want to know, are you entertained? Are you enjoying this sign-stealing scandal? That's a lot of alliteration. Say it three times fast. Sign-stealing scandal. Oh, good job. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. What about you, Anthony? Are you enjoying this whole thing? You're a baseball fan.
I have to admit, it's been entertaining. My head was just spinning on Wednesday because, and I'm a Mets fan here in New York, Beltran news came out that he was stepping down. Then, like, a couple hours later, you had the news about the Astros wearing buzzers. And then, like, a couple hours after that, then the Mike Trout news, you know, supposedly Scott Brooks' son saying that he's taking HGH for a thyroid condition, and that was blowing up on Twitter. People losing their minds saying, just end baseball now if this is true. So Wednesday, it was just like crazy. Just all of like baseball's dirty laundry was just being put out there on Wednesday.
Yeah, I think it was Thursday, right? But it doesn't matter.
Thursday, yes, Thursday.
Not important. The point stands. You know, and here's the thing. With baseball, you usually, the idea that it would steal the headlines, again, like they were signs in January, is kind of stunning. Because you have a hard time on a national platform talking about baseball in October. Right? Like, when you're talking about baseball, it's generally because of some sort of controversy. Some sort of, you know, guy threw at another guy or something along those lines. Somebody was cheating. Or you're talking about why you're not talking about baseball.
Baseball is regional.
Yeah, of course. And we're always, what's wrong with baseball? How do you fix baseball? What's going on? You know, like, that's what you're talking about when baseball is at its apex. So the idea that we're talking about baseball now, more than anything else, you could argue is good for the sport. Just, you know, I don't know if I would go that far. I don't know how much I subscribe to the any publicity is good publicity model. When you're dealing with the integrity of the game, I mean, most sports commissioners would say to you there's nothing they fear more than the integrity of the game being in question. And I know for sure, you know, Bud Selig, when I've spoken to him, it really stings him how much the steroid thing is his legacy. And I don't believe that Rob Manfred wants this to be his legacy. However, I would believe if there were some suits in the Major League Baseball offices who don't exactly hate this. It's like people who do political TV, right? Like, there may be people who are doing political TV right now who hate the actions of the current administration. But because of their job, they don't hate it because they're bringing in more eyeballs. Now, that has more gravity and seriousness than, of course, this. We're talking about a game where somebody walks up to a plate with a stick. But it's the same theory in the sense of, oh, wow, you know, even though I don't personally like this, everybody's tuning in because of it. So for my professional livelihood, it's a good thing. And there may be suits in the league office who believe that because the attention around baseball is great. I don't think it's the commissioner because the commissioner becomes the face of it. And he doesn't want that attached to his name forever. You don't want, you know, the instant test about Rob Manfred to be first thing you think of when you hear the name Rob Manfred is buzzers and sign stealing and all that. So I don't think he wants that. But the other guys that you don't know their name who work over there, I would bet some of them are like, all right, keep this going for a while. Let's keep talking about our sport instead of talking about why we don't talk about our sport. 855-212-4227. Are you enjoying the Major League Baseball sign-stealing scandal? 855-212-4227. I saw a smile from you, Peter Schwartz. Are you enjoying this scandal, or are you just enjoying that I'm throwing out that question?
I chuckle because at the end of the day, you almost have to laugh. It's so sad. It really is. It's sad. You're a parent now. It's tough to explain to my kids.
Well, how
can you? It's one thing to explain to your child when there's PEDs and there's drugs and those kind of, like how do you explain to kids who love to play a sport like these guys are cheating? That's the sad part of the whole thing.
Well, it's rampant too. I mean, and I said this before. What does it say about baseball's culture that people just will believe anything from anyone?
Yeah.
Because they've seen everything. You know, like they've seen these guys.
No surprises anymore.
Go to extreme lengths. Where the buzzer thing doesn't just seem absurd on its surface, or the thyroid condition thing. Because what did Manny Ramirez test positive for? Melky Cabrera did a fake website to throw people off the scent of what he was doing.
Yeah. It's just, again, the biggest word that comes into my mind is sad. It's just sad that we have to sit here and talk about it. It's nonsense. Really, it's just unbelievable. Can we just play the game? And you know what it is? I felt this way with the whole Patriots with the Spygate and the Deflategate and all that stuff.
Mm.
The Patriots are so good, top to bottom. From the ownership, he's created a model franchise, down to Belichick, to the players they've had over the years. You don't have to cheat. Are you paranoid enough that you might lose, that you feel you have to do it? The Astros are a great team. They were built with all those young players, Altuve, all those guys.
But
you don't have to cheat.
Did Ric Flair need to cheat? You know, he's a great wrestler, but, you know, he would put his feet on the ropes.
Well, Gorilla Monsoon would say when, like, you rake the guy in the eyes, like, the referee doesn't see it, it's legal, you know?
That's kind of what these guys do. They're putting their feet on the ropes to secure the pin. They're hitting you with a chair when the ref isn't looking.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. One sport that doesn't typically blend with pop culture that much is baseball, but here we are. Baseball was all over the place. I saw, you know, people from all walks of life talking about baseball. 855-212-4227, and maybe not for the reason that baseball would want, but again, at least they're talking about baseball, and at least they care. You know, that's the one thing about it that could be a positive spinoff is does this emotion, does this interest carry over to the season? Do the Astros become villains that people actually give a damn about? I mean, because that matters. That matters, right? I mean, look at the NBA this year. What's one of the reasons that you think the interest has been down a little bit? The absence of the Warriors. That's one of them. People cared about the Warriors. Whether they hated them, loved them, thought they broke the NBA, they felt a way. They felt a way. That's important. There was a time when the Yankees were like that. People felt a way about the Yankees. And now they kind of don't. Like, the Yankees are still have the biggest fan base, but it's not like the casual. How do you hate the current incarnation of the Yankees? People just don't really hate them to the same degree. I mean, I know there are fan bases. I know there's some of you yelling wherever you're at. I hate the Yankees. But you know what I mean? It's not the same sort of thing. They're not the evil empire at this moment. They're the Yankees. The Patriots, you know, had that going for him for a long time, and therefore for the NFL. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Greg in Illinois. Greg, you're up here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Robin, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I'm I told the guy who answered the phone, I'm a retired IT guy, so cheating is cheating, and it's been happening in baseball forever and a day, competitive advantage or whatever you want to call it. But I think these guys took it. I mean, they look at the pitch tracks and checking on replay with a camera, and they've just taken this technology and, used it to their advantage. I think it's kind of, I don't want to say refreshing. It's kind of funny.
It's
and,
refreshing.
I mean, they got caught. So, you know.
Yeah, refreshing isn't the word I would use. As an IT guy, you're saying you appreciate the ingenuity? Like, if they did the buzzer thing.
Yeah, the ingenuity, exactly. Because, I mean, we got these ring bells on our house to check all this stuff. And, you know, I mean, just technology has gone to a new level. And now these guys have just said, hey, here's what we're going to do. And, you know.
Yeah, they're getting notifications on their phone at the plate about what's coming. If your phone vibrates, that means it's a slider. Wait, everybody starts noticing they got these tight pants that baseball players wear, and everybody's got you could see the rectangular shape emerging from everybody's side pocket. Rick in Toronto. Rick, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rick?
Hey, Robin. Good morning.
Morning.
So here's my take on this. There's some hypocrisy here, right? Because Major League Baseball has had the ability to get rid of a piece of this for a long time with some fairly straightforward technology. But what we've still got is grown men, you know, catchers flashing neon yellow fingernails, you know, in front of their crotch. Like, why does that still exist? The NFL has put, you know, speakers inside of helmets, and the guys from the booth are calling the game. We just put a butt in, you know, in the ear of the pitcher and the catcher and call a game from, you know, anywhere. So why are we still having these crazy, you know, 1900 signals? Major League Baseball could have solved this a while ago.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is a I've always laughed at the notion of someone even walking over to pick up a telephone attached to a cord to call the bullpen.
Yeah, right.
They got to go to a payphone to call the bullpen. you're right about that. There is some sort of antiquated nature of everything that comes along with baseball. And maybe that's part of what brings the vitriol here. Because even if you think about the sign-stealing system, now the buzzer thing is a whole different animal, but the one that we know about is not that sophisticated, right? Like, it's really not. Like, you're saying they're using technology to steal signs. Yeah, a TV. You know, like, how long, when was the television invented? When was the first televised baseball game? Let me look that up as I talk about it. First televised baseball game, I'm Googling right now. So the first baseball game was televised in August 26, 1939. So TV's been around a long time. Trash cans have been around a long time. It's not exactly like the technology being used was so sophisticated in that little scheme. But we're talking about it as if it was revolutionary, as if, you know, these guys were getting telepathic messages sent to them at the plate. 855-212-4227. Are you enjoying Major League Baseball's sign-stealing scandal? 855-212-4227, because I kind of am, to be honest. I'm not saying it's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying. It's a bad thing. Bad. Cheating bad. Very clear. Cheating bad. But I do find it amusing because I don't really have a horse in the race, so I really don't care. And just seeing all of the spin-off nonsense that's come with this, plus the fallout and turmoil, is certainly amusing in my mind. Lee in Little Rock, Arkansas. Lee, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Lee?
Yeah, I remember when I played Little League ball. If we had someone on the team who would cheat, he wouldn't get selected. It was a thing back then. But I see guys now in collegiate ball. I'm talking about football, basketball, baseball. They know I was a defensive back. He trapped the ball on the ground, and he got up and started running with it, and he knew – he didn't intercept the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he was running with it. I've seen that so many times. But I saw one commercial where the coach was arguing in a basketball game. He was arguing with the official about his guy wasn't the last guy. That this guy wasn't the last guy to touch the ball. And so after the thing was over with, the kid walks up to the coach and say, "Coach," he said, "I touched it." And the coach,
so you're saying honesty is the best policy. That was your way of saying honesty is the best policy?
But that's right. You got to practice it, though. You got the coaches that got to tell the players, say, "Look, Don't do that. You know, that's not right. And I mean, it's got to start in Little League, and it's got to become a culture. But see, now you got people that will do anything to win, anything. They don't care what it is, as long as I win. But, so actually, they're not winning.
Again, baseball's culture is so screwed up, man. It's been screwed up for a while. You have, like, some anger problems, I think, that are going on. Obviously, you have cheating that's going on. I mean, how rampant was the PED thing? That was huge. And now we've got this thing going on. Who knows? And this is just what we know about, right? Like, that's the thing. And players knew about it. So what else are we going to find out? And you had... I mean, you've had all sorts of different scandals, like scouting scandals and faking ages and all sorts of stuff. I think it's worse in baseball than any other sport, for sure. I mean, in football, you have to deal with violence, and that's a natural part of the game. And it's a scary part of the game. And sometimes I think, you know, you see it leave the field and you talk about the conduct of guys off the field. But other than the Patriots, for the most part, I don't think we talk about the culture of football so much. Aside from that, you know, and you have a scandal and like Bountygate, which deals directly with that. Meanwhile, basketball, when you look at basketball, there are complaints about basketball's culture, but they're all like trivial. You know, what did J.J. Redick say on his podcast? Guys care too much about getting their fit on Instagram or whatnot, or I hate the way like the modern game is played. You know, you get stuff, or it's too soft, blah, 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 stuff like that, but you don't have to worry about this. This is very unique to baseball. This is a baseball-only story. What do you make of it? What should be done about it? Are you enjoying it? 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Let's go to Alan in Toronto. Alan, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Alan?
Hi, Robin. As far as the Astros are concerned, you can't take away their championship. But if I'm Manfred, put an asterisk beside it, too. Same with Barry Bonds, 762. Put an asterisk beside it. In 2001... at the advanced age of 37, and he's hitting 73 home runs, put an asterisk beside it, because we all know that he was on PEDs. When you're 37, you're on the downhill. You're washed up or you're on the downhill. And as an answer to your question, yes, I find it very fascinating and confusing and amusing, I mean. And I have mixed feelings because I feel sorry for the Astros because I still remember their three consecutive 100-plus lost seasons, and they made giant strides up the ladder. They won a World Series. And, you know, I just feel very, very sorry because their reputation is sullied.
Well, they sullied their own reputation, right?
They did. Yeah, that's why I feel sorry for them, because they were a feel-good story. You know, it's I have a weakness for lost causes once they're really lost. And they were really lost 3 years ago. Unbelievable. And as far as cheating is concerned, there's always going to be some form of cheating or another, because people are going to want to get the edge. You know, they're going to want to win a championship or get a lucrative contract. There's always going to be some kind of cheating in some way or another.
Well, when you talk about the asterisk thing, though, like, then what doesn't have an asterisk next to it? Because, you know, you got to go back a long time to get through the steroid era without the records being, you know, marked. Now you've got multiple World Series in recent years, you're going to have to mark. And then you go back, and I'm sure there was a different form of cheating at the time. I mean, there's reports out, you know, that Babe Ruth corked his bat. So what kind of cheating is too much? Where is the line in too much cheating? Because, again, this is like a baseball culture thing. It's not just, you know, the Astros. Now, the Astros got caught, and maybe the Astros were much worse than other teams. Obviously, it seems that way, especially if, you know, the buzzer thing is true. That's the one that would take it to another level, the idea that they're getting that buzzed into them. But it's been part of baseball's culture for the longest time, whether it's cork bat or pine tar or stealing signs or whatnot.
You have pitchers in the Hall of Fame that have admitted to, like Gaylord Perry, you know, using a spitball. So, I mean, yeah, baseball, it's always been, always been filled with people that have been looking to gain an edge and have done different tactics.
Why do you think it's that way with baseball? I mean, let's say this for a second. Like, football, we don't care about PEDs, right? I think because of the nature of the sport, we don't care about PEDs mostly. Julian Edelman, for instance, nailed with a PED suspension last year. Nobody even talks about it. Peyton Manning had HGH sent to his house, sent to his wife's name, but it was sent to his house. Come on. Right? Like, but nobody cared. Maybe it's because they felt, all right, sorry for him. He had a neck injury. You know, it's tough to get back out there. And I think really what it is us tacitly admitting to ourselves, football is just brutal and violent. You got to do what you got to do. And I think that's part of it with football. I also think there's only the records in baseball. So
yeah,
that,
the numbers are sacred for the baseball fans.
Because as a basketball fan, I'd like to believe everybody's doing it naturally. But would I care if I found out guys are on HGH? Probably not. Not really. There's that aspect of it. But all that other cheating stuff you don't get in the other sports. Like all the little why is it about baseball? Is it just the nature of the sport? Is it just because it's not like you're not relying on your athleticism as much? You're not relying on speed and all that as much? Because it does feel like that's the sport where all that like dirty cheating comes into play. Whether it is, all right, I'm putting a substance on my hat, or I'm inserting something into my bat, or I am, you know, banging on a trash can to get signs from the locker room. What is it about baseball's culture that leads to this sort of thing? I'm genuinely curious. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. Plenty of other stuff to get to, of course, including Odell Beckham, who, you know, probably thanks baseball for this. It's Robin Lundberg here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.